Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship Marketing 101. Directions University at directionsu.com delivers passion-powered results for your life and business so that you can live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, the Dean and Founder of Directions U, calling to you live this week from Bonita Springs, Florida, as I do each week on Tuesdays at noon Eastern. We have a show for you guys today that I've been looking forward to for a couple of days now. We have my co-host and friend, the Storyline Del Baccio from ProfitableStorytelling.com, calling in from the Ozarks. Hello, Miss Rhonda.
Hello, hello there. It is very exciting to be here. We should start doing Google Hangouts for the show. That'd be fun, right?
But that's a really good idea, actually.
Yeah. I was just thinking about that because I was just setting up an event for a radio show of someone else's that I'm going to be a guest on, and I thought, we really should do Google events for these shows and hangouts. That'd be awesome.
Really good idea. We got to figure out how to do that.
Well, I will work on setting it up as soon as we get, we'll just play with it today, but I'll do that as soon as we get things kind of rolling with our guest here so that I can talk and not have to talk and do that at the same time.
Too funny. Well, I will let you do the honors of introducing our guest today.
Well, I am just absolutely so incredibly excited about our guest today because one of the things that to me is very cool, as much as I love having our high-profile guests who are super successful thought leaders in their industries and all of that, I also really, really, really love having action-taking DU students who are kicking butt and taking names and doing amazing things, following your systems and growing their business to fit their dreams and their plans. And that is just what we have for you today. This is one of your students. I'm just really excited about it. So
I am as well.
I figure, oh, you got her unmuted, okay. So I would like for, I will introduce her, but then I would like you to say how you first met her, but I'll just start by saying that our guest is Cindy Paris of HealthyWeightLossConcepts.com. I've had such a great time watching her over time really blossom and really begin to find her voice, and it's been exciting. Would you like to mention how you first came across Cindy Paris for our listeners so that they know, and then I'll give her a little more formal introduction in a moment.
Well, it's actually more like Cindy came across me. About a year and a half or so ago, I was doing a webinar with a JV partner. And it was our first big webinar to introduce My Instant Video to the world. And Cindy happened to be on that free webinar and ended up getting involved in the My Instant Video product. When she got it, she got a complimentary strategy session, as so many do, and the rest, as they say, is history. When I first met Cindy on her strategy session and started to hear how much weight Cindy had lost, and not just how much she had lost, but hearing about her entire family and how much they combined had lost, the first thing I said to her was, oh, my gosh, Cindy, you have got to talk to my husband because he needs your help big time.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So she came to you from a webinar, and that's really cool.
Yep.
Really cool. I love that. Well, she does have an incredible story. Now, I don't know how much her combined family has lost, but she's somebody, like so many people, who has struggled with weight. She had tried this and that and various diets and the low carb and the high protein and whatever, whatever, and hadn't worked. And when she discovered something that had worked, I believe it was for her sister, she found that it worked for her, and she dropped 75 pounds. And then she had lots of support from her family, and she can tell us how much they combined lost together. But she then decided that she would not only just say, geez, that was really great that I did this, but actually turn it into a business that will help her live the life of her dreams. And so I'm really excited to welcome Cindy Paris of HealthyWeightLossConcepts.com to our show. Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
Hey, Cindy, I'm so glad you could join us today.
Thank you, Gina. Thank you, Rhonda. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and this will be really fun. So before we really get started and really get rolling here, I would just love to know, what is it that made you go from I lost a bunch of weight myself to the and now I'm going to build a business part of it? What was it that got you interested in that?
Well, I've always been interested in helping people. That's always been my goal. Whenever I found something along the lines of whatever I was doing, I would always be sharing that, and that just comes natural for me just to be able to share. Telling my coworkers, telling my family, and my family is like that. So we have the support. If somebody finds something good, you know, you get on the phone, you get on Skype, you get on Facebook and say, hey, this works for me. And so that's what I decided to do. We were having such great success with my whole family, my sister, my niece, my nephew, my two sons, and a few other family members also, that we decided, well, you know, if this works so well for us, then maybe we can take it and put it out there and help other people. And we all know people in our circle of friends and family, so just by talking about it, people are going, well, gosh, if that worked for you, maybe it'll work for me. I think I'll try it. And other people started having the same successes, and so I decided, well, I'll try to do a website and, you know, help more people on a larger scale.
And that's a really big step for you, because you're not exactly a technically, you know, person who loves to deal with technology all the time, and yet you decided to go ahead and put yourself in a space where you would either have to do or get it done, all of that technology piece. What was that aspect like for you?
Oh, pretty scary when you start out with something like that. I'm actually a bookkeeper from my beginnings. And so I have the bookkeeping, I have the back-end knowledge and how the numbers work and, you know, that kind of stuff, the ins and outs that way. But, and so I thought, because I was pretty savvy with that, that this, that a website would be pretty easily, but there's a lot to it. So, yeah, it was a huge step, stepping out of my comfort zone.
I remember on our first call you telling me that your son was helping you put the website up. I thought that was so cool. I mean, here you two had lost weight together, and now he's helping you get the next phase of your life underway, too.
He did. He's phenomenal. My older son is a chemical engineer, and he's just a whiz at numbers, Excel. You know, he can just figure anything out. And so he said, oh, Mom, if you want to do this, I'd be glad to help you. So, yes, he donated many hours to our website. My youngest son... is really good with pictures. So all our pictures and stuff on our website, from our recipe pictures to the weight loss pictures and stuff like that, he offered to format all of those and put them into the sizes and the way that we needed it. So, yeah, it has been a family event.
Oh, that is so incredibly cool. Oh, my gosh, there's nobody in my family who could deal with anything in terms of my website or my business. That is just really cool that you have people with certain skills that can help you out who are in the family and in your community of people who have used the same system for your weight loss.
And that's really what really impressed me about Cindy when we talked for the very first time. To have that kind of a support system that's already there and already working with you is something that it is very, very rare. And I know that for most of my students, if they had that kind of a support system, they would never, ever fail. So it really encouraged me that Cindy would really do well with the whole system that she's been learning from me, because she had that kind of support just sitting there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And it is, it's really part of what makes DU itself very special, Gina, is that kind of the DU family that people get brought into. And Cindy came with that before. I mean, that's just so phenomenal. There are many people that have a lot of either dream stealers in their lives amongst family or just people who wish them the best in the world but would have no clue how to do any of it. So that's just really special. And not only that, now you have all these built-in testimonials from people because you have however many people in your family who use that system. Now you have these built-in success stories and results that you can report. I mean, how cool is that, right?
Yeah, very cool.
In order to be successful in any business, if you don't have those success stories to share, it's going to make it that much more difficult to reach the levels of success that you want. On Healthy Weight Loss Concepts, Cindy has been experiencing some of the most incredible levels of conversion that I have ever seen on any website in any business, literally. And I really think that the conversions are as high as they are because the story is so powerful. Over and over again, I tell my students that they need to be open, authentic, transparent, and really just share their story with whoever happens to be visiting their website. But it's so rare to have a story like this one that not only did Cindy get the levels of success that she had, but so many other people in her family did too. And it just makes it more believable. You can't help but want to look at this when you start looking at the homepage and see the incredible before and after pictures, most of them being people from Cindy's own family.
Yeah, it is. It's really incredible. And that really is an enviable position for anybody starting off, knowing, because that's one of the biggest things. If someone is starting a new venture, Gina, as many of your students and many of our listeners are, they're either starting, thinking about starting, recently started, one of the hurdles that many people have is the whole aspect of not really having all of that social proof and all those stories like she has. So it's just tremendous. And especially with something like weight loss, you know, that's a dime a dozen for someone to say, gosh, I lost a gigahold ton of weight on such and so program. But it's very different to then be able to have all of those testimonials to show that, yes, it really isn't just me. So it's not like, oh, I'm just trying to sell some MLM product, I'm going to say my testimonial. It makes a huge, huge, huge difference.
It really does. So, Rhonda, would you like us to go next?
Oh, wait a second. I think we got some. She got her muted.
We do?
Oh, no. Someone else. Okay, good. No, you're good. Okay, just had to check. Okay, so I would love for Cindy to share, what has it been like to be in Gina's world and to learn Gina's systems? And I know that's been a lot of it's been a big stretch for you, but it's also been a big excitement for you in terms of creating your success. So share some of that, and I will see about getting us a Google Hangout going.
Sounds good.
It's been marvelous to be with Gina in the program, be one of her students. We have calls every week. We get lots of support. We bring anything and everything that we can think of to the calls. And Gina has answers, and all the other DU students have answers. And it's another form of community. It's a beautiful community. So I am so blessed. I am so lucky. I have a community of my family. I have a community of weight loss people that I can call on, my customers, my family. I have a community for my website and for my business, the DU students and Gina. You couldn't ask for more. I have learned so much since I have been with Gina and the program. I've learned, you know, not just how to put up a website and, you know, how to monetize blog posts and, you know, how to, you know, fill orders and things like that. I've learned internal things, you know, things that are so valuable about myself. one of the things that Gina does so well is just slightly nudge, just pushing you in the right direction, and little by little getting you out of your comfort zone, which is exactly what you need
that,
to do.
I do that, Cindy.
And you do it
really?
So well and so lovingly. And I appreciate that.
You're so cute. And I often push you just a little bit harder than I know that you would be happy with. But, Cindy, every time I do, look at what happens because of it.
I know. No, it's amazing. I think that I wouldn't be where I am today without those little nudges. So thank you for that in advance. And I'm looking just so forward to, you know, continuing on. It's like my whole world is just opening up and things are going so well. I can see, I have a vision now. I mean, I had a small vision when I started the website of helping a few people, you know, and now my vision is expanded and I can see that I can help more and more. And there, that just makes my heart just glow thinking that, you know, I can help the world. I can do something for someone else. And on that note, that's why I have the Strive.
One of the things that I love the most about you is you don't know what you don't know, and you do things that just blow me away when I look at the results. For example, recently you started promoting this new pedometer called Strive. Just for our listeners, it's something that my husband found, and I brought it to Cindy and said, you got to check this out. This is really, really cool. I was so excited when he told me about it and showed it to me. So Cindy just picks up on it, and, oh, wow, that's really neat. She goes out, she gets her Strive. Then she wants to put the Strive up on her website and doesn't think twice about it, just does exactly what I tell her to do. She puts it up on her website and has no clue that having put it up sometime around the middle of December, that getting how many sales in the next 30 days? Was that three or four?
Three.
Through an
three
affiliate link.
Yes.
Cindy has no clue how unusual that is.
Well,
that is so amazing because I can give you literally hundreds of examples of people who have promoted products as an affiliate for years and not had three sales. And yet you just do it, and you don't think about it, and you just expect that the sales will happen, and boom, there they come. It's amazing, Cindy. It really is amazing. And you don't realize how rare the results you're getting really are. And that's what I love the most about you. It's so amazing to watch. With your expectations of, you know, okay, I'll do this because Gina tells me to, and just expecting the results rather than doubting that you could get results, that's what's helping to manifest even more results.
That's true. And the main reason that I don't doubt is that, well, I believe in you 150%, but, you know, your program and you stand for itself. You have done this already. You are teaching us. So, you know, why doubt the teacher? It's like, if it works for you, it's going to work for me. I have no doubt in that.
But see, most people think of it differently. And I really hope our listeners take this one little piece away from this call today. 99.9% of the people that I teach hear me tell them, if you do this, this is what you should expect to see happen. And they immediately subconsciously go, oh, yeah, that's what you would think would happen, but I'm just me. It won't work the same way for me. I won't get that kind of a result. And then they go and do it knowing that they shouldn't get as good of a result as that. And guess what? They don't get as good of a result as that because they doubted in the first place. The fact that you're willing to trust that if I'm telling you this is what you do and this is what you should expect, that you really just go out and trust it and do it is really huge for really making that result happen, isn't it, Rhonda?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
And I know you deal with the same thing in your own students. I don't know why people always have to think, but I'm just me, and doubt that they can do it too. But it's just part of human nature, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. It's just such a shame that people do that. I'm sorry, I was trying to get this hang out, so that's why I was stalling a bit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's crazy that because people go, well, you know, you can do, whether it's towards you or towards me, they're like, well, you can do it because you've done it so many times with people, or because it's easier for you, it's not easy for me, or because blah, 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 story, whatever story happens to be. So that's really the thing. I did make us a Google Hangout. I think I did it right. I've just played with these once before, so I'm a little new at them, and I'm willing to just be bold and do it on air.
I'm going to go check it out.
So I invited you, and I invited the DU people that I talked to, and so I believe you should be able to join us and invite people. I did a screen share type as opposed to the camera type.
Well, I just went to plus.google.com, and because you had invited me, it's right there on the top of my profile.
Yes, yes, yes. Very good. I see that you have joined it. Very good. And so for Cindy, you can join it, and for any, if you want to, if that's too much, don't worry about it. But for anybody else, I have the Healthy Weight Loss Concepts website up right now, so people can see that. And I just thought that would be kind of an interesting thing to try. So if you guys would like to invite anybody, if you're connected with Gina or myself, you should be able to share, and we'll get a few people in there. That could be fun.
I will go invite people right now.
Very, very cool. And so while Gina is inviting people, I'll chat with Cindy for a moment. Now I'm done playing with the technology. I can talk without sounding weird and stalling out. So in now, Cindy, as we've said before, you're not the most technical person in the world, and you've been willing to trust, and you were starting to, you know, kind of reveal that you trust it because you know Gina has done this and that's what she's teaching and you are there to learn. That is really a tremendous feat of mindset that many people do not have. What do you contribute to helping you build a great mindset in your life?
Well, I guess I wasn't prepared for that question. So, I just trusted Gina. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I have worked with other people. I've worked in the, you know, the business world and stuff like that. And, you know, when you work for bosses and things like that, you go into the new job and hopefully you like your boss and you trust, you know, your people that are over you are telling you and steering you in the right direction. We've all had experiences where that hasn't been so. Gina and I just hit it off, you know.
Right from the very beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like she understood me, I understood her, and it was on an unconscious, you know, like a subconscious thing. And it's like, you know, we were connected. And I identified with everything she said. And I said to myself, you know, this woman has great value. What she's giving me will be great value. And so I'm going to listen. I told my husband that. I said, oh, my gosh, this is the first person that, and before I met Gina was on this on the call for the MIV. I had been searching, you know, trying to figure out what I wanted to do. I like I said, I was a bookkeeper, and my children, my two boys, came over, were accepted both at exactly the same time to Washington State University over here in the engineering program. So I have a structural engineer and a chemical engineer. And they had 4 to probably 7 years between the two of them to be able to finish their college. And I lived on the other side of Washington State in Bellingham. And that's where we had, you know, the boys had grown up and everything. And so my husband travels, and I'm home by myself a lot. And so when the boys got accepted over here, I said, well, I can stay here and see them on weekends. Or, you know what, I can just move to Pullman and start a new life. So that's what I did. And so getting out of the bookkeeping business, I decided, well, maybe I'll try something new. So that's when I started looking. So even before I did the weight loss, I was looking in on the internet to find something that I could do at home. And I had been with many people, many different I wouldn't say gurus, but, you know, there's lots of internet people out there that have
coaches.
Lots of programs. Yeah, coaching
right.
and programs and things like that. And, you know, they're all good. You learn something from them. But when you find the one that speaks to you, the one that you
mm-hmm.
can identify with and do heart and soul, then that's where you go, and that's where Gina is. That's what she did for me. So.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the things that you've really done a great job of is knowing your strengths, and really knowing who you are, both in terms of what you want to do, what you like to do, and what you really should spend your time doing versus just trying to do all of it. You've been working with David Abrams, who's really been the person doing the design of the website and the technical side of the website. So you didn't have to. Not that you couldn't do it. It's just not really the thing that you love the most. The thing that you
right.
love more than anything is working with the people, not necessarily sitting behind a computer building a website. And that's really
right.
helped to keep you in your strengths. And it certainly shows in your results.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's true. That's great. And because, you know, too many folks waste a lot of time doing all of the things because they feel they have to, or because they feel they can't afford getting help, or whatever it is. And you have known, hey, my strengths are here, or my strengths are not. I need to bring people on. And that is just already sets you light years ahead of many people because of that.
Really does. Makes a huge difference. And it shows through in everything. It shows in your
yeah.
writing. It shows in how you guide David to create the website the way you want it to, even the little details about it. I love the background and how it makes it look like it's a slimming waist, the way he set that up.
Uh-huh.
But had he not been getting the guidance from you on what you envisioned your online presence looking like, he wouldn't have done it the same way.
Right. That's absolutely true. Yeah, there are so many times people just assume, okay, I'm paying somebody, so they just throw their money at them and say, here, go design it, and not give any kind of vision or guidance. And that's the sure way to spend way more than necessary, because whatever they throw back is not going to serve you. But you really do have to be at the helm and be that leader of your team, no matter what it is that you hire them for, whether it's a one-time project to make a graphic or something, or whether it's helping design your website or anything else.
And you're just getting ready to move into a new area that you haven't been in before. Let's talk about that for a little bit, Cindy. What is it that you're getting ready to start doing?
I'm getting ready to start promoting the Strive Pedometer, and I'm very excited about that. I will be doing some free webinars on the Strive and telling people about it, what it does, how it can help them. On my website, I'll be having a membership area that people can come and talk about, share their results, get help with, just have a community of walkers, people that use the Strive and walk. The Strive is a wonderful little pedometer, and I guess the biggest thing for me with it is that when you walk, you're walking for yourself. But you're also, because the way the Strive is set up, they have sponsors, and you can walk, and each of your steps will count towards giving a child clean water for a day, or a polio vaccination for a child, or something like that. So you're helping yourself, but you're also helping someone else.
Yep, that motivates me. I'm using the Strive right now. I tend to walk around while I'm on calls quite a bit, unless I have to sit at the computer. So, yes, I am striving. I just crossed my Golden Gate Bridge a few moments ago.
Too funny. Cindy, have
yep.
you done something different in the last 5 days?
I don't think so.
Well, something's going on. You're getting over 20 visitors a day.
Wow.
Oh. Well, that's wonderful.
That's delightful. I love it.
No, I haven't seen that on your site in the last 2 months.
Well, that's great. Well, you know what? I have done sales. I mean, I for the last 3 days in a row, I've got a sale. I just got another one this morning. So,
woo-hoo!
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Let's celebrate. But I don't know that I've actually. Well, I am blogging, but I haven't got the blog post up, so they'll go up today. So I'm not really sure why that is.
Well, whatever it is, it's a really nice thing to see. I'm very, very pleased about it. In the last 2 months, you had only had 2 days where you had more than 20 visitors, and now in the last 5 days, 3 of the last 5 days have been over 20 visitors.
Wow.
And it looks like that's actually coming from Google. Oh, my gosh.
Excellent.
You should see these numbers.
Oh,
you have a 0% bounce rate from traffic from Google, Cindy.
What?
I don't know that I have ever seen a 0% bounce rate from organic search ever in my life. Not ever.
Oh, my. Wow.
Well, that's
Can you believe
exciting.
That, Rhonda?
No, I didn't even know it was possible. You got to figure somebody, even if it's a 0.00-something%, you'd figure somebody's likely to hit it and then go, no, it wasn't quite what I was after, and bounce off of it.
And it's not like they're people who knew you before they got there from search. 75.3% are new visits, but a 0% bounce rate.
Oh, my goodness.
Cindy, celebrate that one big time.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm doing the happy dance.
Yeah, really, really big deal. The only time I ever expect to see a 0% bounce rate is if it's traffic coming from your autoresponder. That usually has closest to a 0% bounce rate because they're people who know you that have already signed up to get something from you at a free or paid level. So, okay,
yeah.
If that gets close to zero, that one I get. But from people who don't know you, have never heard of you, and are finding you in something like Google, I've never heard of anybody getting a 0% bounce rate.
No. I mean, yeah, I agree. From your autoresponder, sure. From people who know you, sure. All right. But Google, oh, my gosh. Because generally speaking, people coming from Google are not going to be those who know you. Because if they did, they would just go to your site and look for whatever they were after.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not like it's 5 or 10 visitors, so there's just so little traffic that, okay, a 0% bounce rate is just a fluke because there's only 5 or 10 visitors. You actually have a sizable number of visitors, but none of them bounced.
That's really amazing.
Clearly they love what they're seeing.
Yeah, obviously.
Clearly.
Yeah. 10 gold stars for Cindy.
Thank you. I'm glad it's working out.
And I am definitely game for a sale a day for 7 days straight. You got 3 days in a row. Let's go for 4 more.
Yep.
Okay, I'll take that challenge.
That's really cool.
Awesome.
Yes, do take. Accept that challenge, and I'm really excited for you. And I'm excited that you are going to be branching out into doing a webinar and a series of them and sharing some of these amazing results and sharing some terrific tips with people and talking about the Strive and how, you know, you can just help people make it bigger than just taking a certain number of steps because you gotta or because some government agency said 10,000 steps a day was a good idea 30 or 40 years ago. But now you're helping make it bigger because of the Strive and sharing that and pulling them into community similar to what you had with your family. Now they're in the Healthy Weight Loss Concepts community.
Yes,
yeah.
I think that's going to be a big help for people. I mean, not everyone has a supporting family and a community. So, you know, if you can lose the weight and walk for your health and help someone else but still have the community around it, that's a win-win.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's great that you've got a diet that really does get results for people. But for so many people, just the whole idea of a diet is hard. It's almost easier to not even think of it as going on a diet. Just the word diet goes, oh, God, I'm going to fail at this.
Well, it has diet in it.
Yeah, see, that's what it is. I never thought about it that way, Rhonda.
That's
got to be it.
It definitely is it.
And the combination of a diet that really gets great results with the strive, the combination of the two really is exactly what people need. And I know just watching everybody in my world that's using the strive, it's so much easier. It's fun. It doesn't feel like it's hard like a diet does.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest thing is that it doesn't, it's not hard. I when I'm doing mine, I, you know, it's like, okay, how many steps is, I think to myself, how many steps is it to go downstairs? How many steps is it across the house? You know, and if I can map it out, that's 30, then when they want me to do, you know, 250, it's like, okay, I've got like, you know, 10 times back, 10 times up, you know, just my mind plays that real, little light game with
sure.
Oh, how many steps that is. I love it.
Boy, can
well,
we tell you're a bookkeeper.
I know. Well, but, you know, I do, and I'm not a bookkeeper by any stretch, but I do things like that as well in that I go, okay, if I'm willing to do 750 steps, I can get on my rebounder and put two fast songs on, and I've got it.
There you,
you
go.
Know?
It's 126 steps for Bill to get to the garbage at the end of the street. So round trip, he's got his 252 steps done.
When I'm going to walk my dog, I can put on a 1,000 race and do like a 1,000 steps challenge, and I can get the dog walked. And if she stalls out, I can just march in place for a minute or so and, you know, keep it going so that I'm not missing it. So, yeah. You know, it really does help. And even I've noticed just the things that you do around your house can be adding steps if you're up and doing things. So it is, it's very easy. And to think about getting up, I just heard a study last week, Cindy, that maybe you have maybe have seen this, but they were talking about how sitting is really killing people. And if people would get up every hour and move for 5 minutes, just do something to get up and move, how much that would help people's health. I've been naturally doing that for quite a while, and I have a couple of bursts in the day where I do some more extended activity than that, but that really makes a difference for people who might be sitting at a desk quite a bit. Making sure to get up and move, it's going to help not only things like your metabolism, and but also your outlook and, of course, overall health.
Well, yeah, you'd be, especially if you're at a desk, you know, I was thinking to myself, I thought, you know, if I get a chance to talk to Strive about, you know, maybe putting in comments or something like that, one of the things that I would really like to see is some kind of little alarm or bell go off or something. Like they're saying, every hour, you know, it's like that little, just a tiny little thing, you know, that would say, oh, it's time to get up and do something if you haven't had a chance to check your Strive. Well, you know there's going to be a challenge there because you've been immobile for a while. So, you know, that would just be a little subconscious reminder, it's time to get up and do something different. So, you know, I look forward to something like that. I'm hoping that they can do that.
Have you been in their forum yet?
I haven't. I just found the forum the other day.
There's actually a whole section for customer feedback. I was just in there a couple days ago, and they were asking, what features would you like to see us add? Go look in the forum for that section because they just asked about that a couple days ago.
Oh, well, I'll have to go there, too. Yeah. I have a lot of comments for them. I have a whole list I'm keeping in Microsoft Word of my feedback for them.
And, you know, they should really have something in the device that reminds people to go to the forum.
Yeah.
There's a lot of threads in the forum, but nothing on the device tells you to even go and find it.
No. I didn't even know they had it, to be honest. And to me, they don't, I mean, I didn't realize they talk about community, and I go, well, you know, logging in and sharing on Facebook isn't the same as having a community. Didn't even realize there was a forum. And, you know, believe me, I have I just walked my half marathon a few minutes ago. I'm really active with the tribe. I'm glad to know that there is a forum.
Yeah, there is. There is. And it looks like it's pretty active. It's certainly got quite a few threads in it. It's not the easiest forum in the world to use. I've seen easier to use forums, but it's very obvious in there that the people from Strive really do monitor it. If you do go put comments in, they almost always respond within a couple hours to a day.
Yeah, they're really great if you call them, too.
Are they? I haven't done that.
Oh, yeah. I've called them a couple times. And there's one really funny thing, though, is sometimes if the weather goes wonky and there's a storm in the area, it sends the altimeter that's in the Strive going crazy. So this one time, I was up most of the night because there was this storm and my dog was laying in the bed quaking, and so it's hard to sleep with that. And so I got up at 2-something in the morning, and I didn't want to turn the computer on because it was lightning and stuff. Okay, fine. So I get my Strive on, and I get onto my rebounder, and all of a sudden, like, you know, 3 minutes later, it shows that I have the stairs expert, which means that I've climbed 100 stairs, and I'm like, excuse me? I never get very much stairs credit, if any at all, for a rebounder. So it was so funny. I ended up, according to it, because the altimeter messes up in bad weather, I ended up doing 1,500 and some odd stairs in the day. And I mean, normally, you know, I have hills. I don't really have a lot of stairs. So normally I'm like in the 100, 150 range. So it was like 10 times more than normal. It was hysterical. Totally threw my averages to heck. Really goofy.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, so if there's a wild storm, you could just by just walking and doing normal daily stuff, because I wasn't doing anything, any extra stairs at all. But yeah, I ended up, and I was like, oh great, now my average is going to tell me, yeah, walk 1,600 stairs today. I'm like, no, I don't think so.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
is that common, Rhonda?
Yes, apparently when they had the Superstorm Sandy, people whose houses were underwater who had their Strives on were getting all kinds of stairs credit because of the air pressure. The altimeter is not exactly the most exact feature of the device, but that was just a pretty funny story. I'm like, oh, yeah, I climbed the Eiffel Tower, supposedly, on storm day. That's what I got credit for with the trophies, is climbing the Eiffel Tower. All because the air pressure was weird.
Too funny. I didn't realize that it actually tracked at that level. That's funny.
There is you can't do a stair climber and get stairs credit because it's an actual altimeter of sorts that's in there. So, yeah. So, tell people where they can get their Strive, Cindy, since we've been talking about it, and I've been walking around most of the time during the show here.
Well, you can get it on my website, which is healthyconcepts.com /Strive. There's two little places on the front of the homepage that you can click on, and it takes you right there to get it. So, yeah.
Absolutely cool.
And I just wanted to mention that I was speaking with Carrie Tucker today, and she is the life breath coach, and she has invited me to do a segment on her free webinar, her and I together. It's called Easy Oxygen Rapid Healing of the Home. So that will be coming up in the next month or so, so I'm excited about that.
It's on February 1st.
February 1st. Oh, awesome. I wasn't sure if the date.
Yes.
So I was very excited
when I got notified about that this morning.
For our listeners,
if you're interested in attending that webinar, watch for it on my Facebook profile or my Facebook page or my Google+. So if you go to facebook.com/JVQueen or facebook.com/directionsu, it will be up there as soon as Carrie gives me info on how to get you guys to it. It is set for February 1st.
Excellent. Glad you have that set up.
in the next few months, I am planning on promoting many, many webinars that are all being done by many of the DU Bachelor students. Rhonda has some webinars coming up. Cindy will have a couple of webinars coming up. Tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern, I am doing a webinar with Dr. Ina Gilmore from CaregivingWithPurpose.com that's all about thriving in caregiving. You'll find that one at AskGGG.com/Ina webinar. AskGGG.com/Ina webinar. And we will absolutely keep you guys updated on the show every week of upcoming DU Bachelor Students webinars. I've really been pushing people hard, and I really mean hard, to get started using webinars as a vehicle for both growing their lists, creating products, and really starting to get sales coming in. And I will be pushing them hard the next 90 days. So if you're looking for some great examples of webinars to learn from, by all means, watch the DU site, watch my Facebook account, and I will be promoting many, many webinars the next 90 days.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to see the kind of results that everybody starts getting once they actually start doing webinars. That's the most exciting part for me.
Yeah, absolutely. That's very cool. So, yeah, absolutely stay tuned to the Facebook page, the radio show. If you're connected with Gina or myself on Google+, my Facebook as well, of course, facebook.com/thestorylady. I'll also be helping to spread the love and let people know about these different webinars that are coming up, not only my own, but of Gina's other students.
Thank you for that, Rhonda. I really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Spread the love. We all help each other. Everybody is strong when we're working together. And I know that so many things touch people's lives. No one is a one-dimensional being. So even if somebody comes because they want to grow a business or write a book or whatever, it doesn't mean that they are maybe taking care of a loved one, that maybe they'd like to get healthier. Maybe they're struggling with their breathing or other aspects of their health. So it's good to spread the love and support each other, and we are all stronger that way.
Cindy, for our listeners who are wanting to get going with their business, what advice do you have for them if they're just getting started?
Well, let's see. The advice, I would say choose something that you like to do. Choose something that excites you. Really put some time and energy into thinking what your day would be like. What's your favorite day? What would make you want to get out of bed every morning? And take that and go with it. Let your heart be your guide. Believe in yourself. Know that whatever you do is absolutely right for the time that you do it. And then I would say, come and see Gina. I have no qualms with saying that. Start your business and come and be a bachelor student and come and join our community. She won't steer you wrong. You will be so glad you did. She works with all kinds of people, and we have she has a Wednesday call, and it's called the Hug Seat, not the Hot Seat, and it's very loving. People come and they talk about their businesses, and a lot of them have lots of businesses that they want to bring together, or they're scattered with their business. They have a reason for coming on the Hug Seat, and we are all of the DU students are just so amazed at how Gina can take everyone exactly where you are in your business, whether you're just brand new, you haven't even got a website, or don't even know what you're doing, and take you to the end, or you might have a full business that's not quite where you want it to be, or you want to take it in a different direction. She can do all of that. She helps you see where your strengths are, what you can do, point you on the path from what you're telling her, and give you a good footing, you know, for you to start and move from. So I would say take up on that, on the Hug Seat, and, you know, get a strategy section, come and see Gina. That's the best thing that you can do if you're looking to start a business.
That's great advice, Cindy. And you know, one of the other things that you really did early on was exactly the advice that you gave people just now. You really took the time to figure out where you wanted your business and your life to go in the future. And the entire plan that we've been creating together is based around where you want to be. I can't dictate for you how you should spend your time or what niche you should go into. Only you can do that. But what I can help you do is if you can tell me as much detail as you can muster about the life of your dreams and what you want 1 to 3 years from now, I can really help you look at that and figure out what it's telling you is your real profitable passion and what you should really be doing in your business to cause that particular life to happen. And that's exactly what's been guiding you for the last 18 months, and it's really getting you to where you want to go, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I'm on the path now. I can really see it going.
Oh, this is going to be such a phenomenal year for you, Cindy. By the end of this year, I can't wait to look back and see how many people you've helped.
Yes, me too. That's exciting.
It is. So what else is in store for you this year?
Besides the webinar?
Yeah.
like right now, that's exactly what I'm dealing with. So, like I said, I was mentioning this on one of the other calls that we had. It's like I had thought that I wasn't ready, you know, that there was no way that I would be doing the webinars. I'm listening to everyone else talk about it, and I'm so amazed that I am ready, and I feel like I'm more than ready now that I've made this first step. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm really excited about my website and my new, it's a fairly new website and blog, and the membership site behind it. I'm really encouraged and very excited about the people, what the people are going to gain when they get there. I can just see that we're offering a lot of content, a lot of help and support, and I'm excited to be a part of it. So I think with my enthusiasm and what I bring to the table, I think that other people will be excited about it too.
Let's briefly talk about the piece in there of you didn't think you were ready to go on to actually start doing webinars. That's actually
right.
A very, very common thing that I hear often. Oh, yeah, no, I'm not ready for that. What about you made you think that you weren't quite ready? What did you think you needed to have in order to be ready?
Well, I thought I needed, I'm kind of, I'm a Capricorn, so I'm, you know, a little bit, that you all laugh because you know exactly what that means, but
I do.
All my ducks in a row, you know, that's where I was going with that. And a few ducks.
But you do have your ducks in a row. That's the thing. You do have your ducks in a row. Look at your site. It looks gorgeous. It has plenty of stuff on it. It has things that make you money on it. I would say your ducks are in a row.
Right. Yes. But what ducks did you think were not in a row?
Well, you know, just the speaking parts, I think, you know, just doing what we're doing
here.
Between you and Gina, between Rhonda and Gina, both of you in speaking, I talked to Rhonda yesterday, and at the end of our conversation, it wasn't even about being a host on the radio show, but she just, like, slightly put that in there. Oh, by the way, I have an opening. What would you think about going on the show? And I'm like, what? And then I immediately said, well, you know, I'm going to be doing webinars and talking to people. I might as well start now.
I told her, I said, it'll be good practice for the webinars, and it will be fun, and I promise we won't bite you.
She did make that promise, and she's held up to it.
Good job, yeah. Rhonda. Good job.
No, well, and right. I've been working on her for weeks.
I wanted to point that out more for our listeners' sake than for yours, Cindy. As long as you have an idea for what you want to do in your business, you know who you want to reach with your message, you don't need anything more to be ready to go out and start doing something. whether right. that's putting up a website and starting to write blog posts, whether that's starting out with a free webinar to build your list, doesn't really matter which thing you start with. It matters more that you actually start putting a message out there so that you can get the feedback that you need in order to really continue to take the right action, the action that's really going to help you start getting results. And the sooner you get out there and do one of those two things to really get the ball rolling, the easier it will really be to start getting to reach the levels of success that you're looking for. So I'm so glad that you were willing to share that with our listeners, Cindy, because I know our listeners are people who are thinking they're not ready, and uh-huh. they are way past ready.
Right. No, whoever thinks they're ready, even when people decide to have a baby, do they ever feel ready? No. As the thing is growing and, you know, it's almost ready to pop, they still don't feel ready. And as the child is out of the womb and growing, they still don't feel ready. So, you know, that's just kind of how life is, isn't it?
Really is. Really is.
Never
and, you know,
feel truly ready.
If you've never experienced a hug seat on one of my gold calls or even on one of Rhonda's gold calls, because Rhonda does those types of calls too, get yourself into one of those calls and volunteer for a hug seat. You will quickly see how ready you really are to start moving to the next step and start taking bigger action so you really can start getting results. One of the things we say in the bachelor's program quite often is that money loves speed. If you wait a year or 2 years or 3 years to start doing those things that will generate revenues coming in, you're going to bring in much smaller sums of money. Money loves speed. The faster you can get started doing things that generate money, the bigger sums will actually start coming in. So just figure out where you want to go. Get really clear on the destination. Get a plan in place that can bring you from where you're at to where you want to be. And then start working that plan one step at a time. If you
right.
need some help, come to Rhonda, come to me. We will gladly hold your hand through every single step if you want. And you, too, can be where Cindy's at right now. A beautiful website that's really making a difference in people's lives and getting ready to make a difference for even more people in the coming months as she gets started with webinars.
Yes, very exciting. And, Cindy, I'm so excited that you were brave and bold and decided to be our guest today. It's been absolutely wonderful and very, very exciting.
Thank you so much. Thank you for inviting me. It's been my pleasure.
And your first webinar is going to be a very similar experience. It's not you on a webinar by yourself. It's we're going to get together and have a conversation for an hour.
Yep.
That we've done many times. That's not something new for you. We do that every week, don't we?
Very true. And that's not scary at all. So
no.
Yeah. I can put that aside and just say, oh, I'm going to go chit-chat with my friends.
That's exactly
Absolutely.
Right.
So you have a couple of slides up, but it's basically a chat with your friends. That's pretty much it. So, hey, you know?
Yep. Yeah. And, you know, for any DU bachelor student, if you need that kind of help and you want to have some friends chatting with you and we'll do it in a webinar, by all means, ask me, ask Rhonda, ask your peers in the program. There are
yep.
plenty of people that are willing to be there to chat with you, and we'll just do it in a webinar. Well, other people can listen
exactly.
in.
Exactly. Right. That's all what it is. You know, and just perception shapes your reality. So make it feel just like that, and that will speak to people more than anything else.
It really will. So you can find Cindy and what she's doing at HealthyWeightLossConcepts.com. Thank you so much for being here today, Cindy. I really appreciate it. And Rhonda and I will be back next week at noon Eastern on Tuesday for another episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much, Rhonda.
Come back next week for Relationship Marketing 101. Join us at Directions University, www.directionsu.com, for passion-powered results.